Hi, Dad. So, I decided to post this audio online. I know you'll find it tonight, and I know you'll recognize my voice. There's a reason I've been distant the last couple months. I'm not proud to admit it, but, I searched your notebook. Sorry, I wanted to find some sort of secret. I was just curious. I expected some porn. I thought maybe you had some weird fetish. But I never expected to find out that you're obsessed about incest. About me. I hated you at first, you perverted, dirty old man. How dare you think about me that way? Then I continued reading your messages regarding me. I mean, at least you were decent enough to never make a move, even with all those perverts encouraging you to do so. Yes, I would hate you. Yes, I'd tell Mom. But you never made a move, so I thank you for that. I still had some trouble forgiving you for all the things you said about me, about my body, all those messages you sent and received about me with your perverted friends. They disgusted me. You have no idea how unpleasant it was to read you providing details of my body, describing how I look, talking about my breasts, my legs, and everything. I was shocked. And shocked to know that you spied on me more than once, and to know that my nudity was arousing for you. It's not flattering, it's disgusting. I read more about incest since then. I wanted to know why this happened. What did I do that made you desire me? Did my behavior trigger it somehow? The way I dressed? Maybe something I said or did? But no, it was not my fault. It's your fault. You have no boundaries, no limits, have you? I'm your daughter. I deserved better from you. But I'm okay now. You were considerate enough never to try anything, so I'm being considerate with you. I remember your messages. I remember how much you wanted that from me. I mean, you sounded genuinely hurt because you honestly believed I would never be that kind of daughter for you. And eventually, I wasn't angry anymore with you. I felt sorry for you. I still don't understand a father lusting for his own daughter, but I understand wanting something that you believe you'll never have. It really hurts. And you've been a really good father to me. I mean, besides your perverted desires, I've got no complaints. I'm grateful, actually. I know how hard it was raising me and taking care of me and Mom. I mean, with her fragile health and all, I mean, you did a great job, to say the least. So, I want you to know, this wasn't an easy decision for me. I thought about it, thoroughly considered all possible outcomes, the pros, the cons, and I decided to indulge you, Dad. Just once. Tonight. You know, Mom will be out at yoga and then out for wine with her friends. I'll be in my room. I don't want to talk about it, and don't try to kiss me. I'm not going to let you. Besides that, anything goes. No strings attached and no promises other than you'll get what you want, but only just this once. And if you don't show up, we will never talk about this again. Dad, don't bother me.